There are six candidates for police chief, and they hope to cut that number in half in the interview process. The city council president says a new chief should be in place by the end of the year. And Montgomery Fire Rescue is investigating a deadly fire in the 6300 block of Willow Glen Court. Officials say a 72-year-old man died after being taken to a UAB hospital. Investigators believe a propane-powered space heater was the cause of the fire. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
So there's rain over us right now. There's rain falling over us right now. It's just not reaching the ground yet because these raindrops are drying out. But the atmosphere is changing and it's moistening up, and the rain will eventually start reaching the ground as the day goes on, especially by later on this afternoon, a little bit more concentrated by this evening and tonight as a little disturbance slides along the Gulf Coast. Chilly day, dismal day, high 49, tonight's low 42. Tomorrow could be a little leftover rain for morning commute, otherwise mostly cloudy, kind of dreary, but it's Friday, high around 50, mid-30s on Friday night. Then the weekend, brighter, sunshine. How about low 60s Saturday? That'll be like a heat wave compared to what we've had this week. And then closer to the mid-60s on Sunday. And right now this morning, cloudy. It's threatening to rain. It's 45 degrees now at 9:03.
So it's raining.
It's raining over us right now.
But
the raindrops are not reaching us.
They're not falling on our heads.
They're evaporating before they get to the ground.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
You look stylish this morning.
I was going to say the same for you. I like the tie.
Oh,
I like the whole look.
This is TV tape day, so we're taping in a little while.
Okay.
My weather feature on Channel 8 and Channel 32 tonight at 6 and 10 on the Alabama News Network.
You know, I've done some research, Rich. I've been going to all the broadcast affiliates, networks, institutions around here, or also any news. So you're talking news. Newspapers, online publications, Alabama News Network, others, and I've been doing a survey of the staff of each institution.
The staff,
The staff in particular. Yeah. I have to say, and I say this humbly after a lot of research, I was amazed. We have the best looking staff in the River Region.
We have here.
Yeah, Blue Water Broadcasting has some of the best looking people working here and the best looking audience. It's amazing.
Okay.
With the reputation Alabama has, you'd think it'd be all smelly Walmart people. But, you know, we have a lot of good-looking people listening and working here.
Certainly some of the best-looking dogs.
Oh, actually, Bailey. Bailey's actually the one that takes I had to take her out of the sample because she's an outlier. She's such a good-looking dog, it's like we can't include her.
Tim here, he's a very good-looking person
good-looking guy. I feel like I'm a good-looking guy.
You are. Very much
men and women here at Blue Water, we're the best-looking in the business. News and Views begins next, folks.
Okay,
thank you, Rich.
See you later.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by Lou Choir is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, Lou Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. Lou Choir, with over 36 years for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbyluechoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Number 84417.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network. Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW Whole Business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
There's no one like you. No one else with the life you live or body you were born with. Just you. GNC for You is personalized daily packs delivered to your door each month. Packs with your name on them. Filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements. A regimen designed for the goals you have, built around a profile we developed from answers provided by you. And it's from GNC, a name you trust. Don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for You. Take the free quiz at GNCforYou.com.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top-load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings, early, now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last, gas, dry, extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Is tainted because of the motivation, which is a political one.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
And corn pop was a bad dude.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, folks. I'm going to stop playing with my buttons and my sound effects and just get to the show. News and views from 9 to noon. My name is Joey Clark. Jack Campbell, my usual co-host, is not here today, but Frisco Riverstone, that's not his real name. He's here, though. How you doing, Frisco?
Doing good. Keeping Jack's seat warm.
Indeed, indeed. So, where to begin? Where to begin? Well, first, let's say that this hour of news and views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, you're doing a great job going over there and preserving those old analog memories, bringing them into the digital future. 50% off for all News and Views listeners when you call 279-6036. Tell Dan Black and the team, hey, I'm a News and Views listener with Joey and Jack. 50% off all VHS to DVD transfers, tapes to DVD
transfers.
That's
a deal.
Most people just have VHS, not Betamax, but
50% off.
50% off. I don't know how they're making money, but it's working.
I was talking to my dad about that. What a great Christmas present, too.
It is.
Go snag up all those VHS tapes.
And get it in before the end of this month. So make sure if it's a lot of material, a lot of content, you can have it all updated and ready to go as a Christmas gift. And you can get it done early that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of having to do the rush. We can do a few local things first because, of course, the impeachment saga continues. Tomorrow, Marie Yovanovitch, the former ambassador to Ukraine, who I think is a dirty, dirty girl. I think.
Or do you wish?
No, I don't wish it. I think it's just a fact, and I think it's ugly. I think she wants to say, I'm this career foreign service officer. I love this new thing, where they're all coming out and saying, 30 years in foreign service. Now, I'm not comparing myself to them, like to Bill Taylor yesterday.
Sure.
You know, number 5 in his West Point class. With those high honors graduating from West Point, he decided to go into the infantry, right into the crap in Vietnam.
He's a bad dude.
Yeah, so I'm not knocking these guys' character, but sometimes I think they're high on their own supply.
Sure.
The sort of culture of the Foreign Service and the State Department and these very important people, it goes to their own heads. And I think it also allows them a lot of latitude in order to do things that are dirty. So, this is what I mean. Like, if you wanted to, like, make sure nobody was on to you, if you were using all sorts of money to change the world, and, like, you know, if you have billions of dollars, you can really go to town. Like, I mean, it's not like you're going to spend all that money just on consumer goods. So you're going to try to change the world. You're influencing institutions, halls of power, whether it be government or media or so many other things. So if you were going to kind of build up a reputation. What would you use that money for? I would give a lot of money to charity.
Sure.
Give a lot of money. I would do a lot of good things. If I was a really evil, dirty, dirty guy, I would give all this money to philanthropic causes.
Sure.
I would fight for freedom and rights of people all over the world. And then, you know, in the shadows, I'd do my dirty,
dirty work. How could anybody judge you, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, what a stellar reputation. All these other people have stellar reputations. Say, I have a stellar reputation. You know, somebody called in yesterday. By the way, 272-9228 if you want to get in. I love y'all's impression of the impeachment hearing yesterday. If you watched it, God bless you. And I'm not saying that in bless your heart.
Well, the first hour and a half was kind of, you know, boring, and then it spiced up after a while.
No, seriously, bless you, my sons and daughters, if you actually sat through this whole thing. I tried, and I got a good line share of the argument, a taste of both sides and what they're up to. But I'd love to hear from the folks out there listening. 272-9228 is the number. Somebody called in yesterday and said, what makes somebody an expert? Really, the honest answer, other experts. So, really, the idea should be competence. Are you good at your job? And I do have to say, George Kent yesterday, who's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State now, he used to be the Charged Affairs in Ukraine. That is the position now. Bill Taylor, the current Charged Affairs, the guy who essentially replaced Marie Yovanovitch. And they testified yesterday in front of the Democrats. Adam Schiff was very leading. He's painting this picture of not just a quid pro quo, because nobody understands Latin. It is more, I don't even think the lawyers that use that phrase actually know Latin.
I think a lot of people had to look it up.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So, Marie Yovanovitch, she's claiming, and George Kent claims this, Bill Taylor claims this, that Marie Yovanovitch's name has been drugged through the mud by Politico actors. These Politicos, these shadowy actors like Rudy Giuliani.
Hmm.
I mean, what would Rudy Giuliani know? It's not like he used to prosecute mobsters and gangsters. I don't say mafia because I'm not racist against Italians, all right? I mean, Rudy Giuliani, this guy Gordon Sondland, and the President of the United States. Oh, what did I do now? What did I do now? You were ruining an ambassador. They're really going on and on, and it makes me wonder, why are they going on and on about what is in a president's constitutional power? That you can remove an ambassador from a country.
Sure.
However you like, whenever you like. And yet they're trying to claim that there's this smear campaign dragging this wonderful Foreign Service officer with this great sterling reputation. She's a starlet when it comes to Foreign Service. She shouldn't have been let go.
Well, I don't get how the left picks and chooses who's off limits and who's not.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of, it's a little confusing for me.
Well, really, it comes down to, are you on the team?
Sure.
It's kind of like, you remember this guy?
That same year, I did participate mm-hmm. in a dance contest in San Antonio, in which I darkened my face mm. as part of a Michael Jackson costume. Mm. I actually won the contest because I had learned how to do the moonwalk.
We're still able to moonwalk.
Inappropriate circumstances.
That's my wife says inappropriate circumstances.
That's his wife saying, don't do it.
That's Northam, I guess Virginia, the governor. See, that's an example.
They dropped that story quick, though.
He's a Democrat, though. He's on the team.
That was...
So, you know...
Joey, I almost forgot about that.
Right. I mean, when people are engaged in corruption, as long as they're on your political team, we can look the other way, unless they were, like, really, really dumb. And you're like, oh, come on. Come on. Like, we'll give up a lot of... Like, if Donald Trump actually shot some random person sure. on Fifth Avenue, I think even Trump supporters would be like, well, we'd probably ask, well, why'd you shoot him, Donnie? Don't you have Secret Service? You don't need to be... Old.
Well, I like to feel a cold steel in my hands.
Like, okay, Donald. But I think if President Trump did something really, really blatant... That would be one thing. But no, what the Democrats, again, are essentially claiming now is that bribery and extortion, like, that's not an everyday function of government, by the way. So this was illegal bribery and extortion. To it was to investigate other corruption of Trump's political opponent, which made what Trump did bribery and extortion. That's what Trump did corrupt. I'm having a little trouble here because when I think of foreign aid and I think of what the U.S. government has been doing in Ukraine, in, say, Libya.
Sure.
Remember the Arab Spring?
Oh, yeah.
Where all of a sudden, after a guy sets himself on fire in Tunisia, the whole region just goes nuts. They must have really liked that fruit vendor. what's happening is after the George W. Bush years, folks, where we actually had conventional armies and military presence in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, we're realizing now that's a little too heavy-handed. So what we need to do is to rile up indigenous populations into spontaneous uprisings to bring about democracy and freedom. And occasionally we might give them communication techniques and communication technology. We'll even give them weapons if need be, say in Libya or Syria or Egypt. We'd love to do that in Iran. Oh, and by the way, let's do it in Eastern Europe, right in Ukraine, because that bastard Yanukovych, that president of Ukraine, he's in bed with Putin, and he's not playing nice and making a trade deal with the EU. So let's start this overthrow. It's peaceful, of course. Of course it's peaceful. This is what I think of when I think of foreign aid and operations being conducted by the State Department, being conducted by the National Endowment for Democracy, something like that. All these non-governmental global organizations. It used to be called Freedom House. We did this during the Cold War. It's like we have all these institutions funded by the U.S. government that's going around the world intervening on our behalf to spread freedom and democracy. But excuse me, pardon me, when I see this whole system of foreign aid and democracy promotion, whether it's by military means or covert means, I tend to see corruption. I tend to see that I just came up with my tax bill for last year. I'm being legally, see, I've mellowed in the last few years, Frisco. I am legally being extorted by the United States federal government to pay them, let's say, over $1,000. Then they take that money, which is a lot of money to me, but not to them. I mean, that's sure nothing. They probably spend that on toilet paper. Better be nice toilet paper. But they take money from me and others. If you don't pay it, they will continue to up your fine and what you owe them. And then if you continue to persist, they'll throw you in jail. So it's a threat. What is extortion? A threat of violence or for some action unless you, you know, pay up, give the goods, whether it's money or something else, God forbid.
Mm.
So the U.S. government extorts me and many of my fellow citizens. They take that money, then they give it to foreign governments, which usually ends up in the hands of foreign governments that extort all sorts of other people, as well as wealthy oligarchs in the case of Ukraine and Russia, that part of the world. But also wealthy people. What do you think? The Saudi family is just not corrupt at all. I mean, the House of Saud, those are upstanding people, right? So when I look at this whole process, even before this impeachment scandal about Donald Trump looking into Biden and Burisma and what happened in 2016 with Ukraine and the DNC, the Democrats digging up dirt on Paul Manafort, kicking out what's called the Black Ledger up against Paul Manafort, which would have been fine if it's true, and it might very well be true, but it was released illegally. It was supposed to be a sealed court case. And the guy who released it, well, two guys who released it, were prosecuted in a Ukrainian court, but the press won't talk about that. So when I see this whole thing, it just reminds me, folks, what is government? Is it something really all that special? As Bill Taylor, the guy testifying in front of the Democrats, said yesterday, he was asked, do you think Ukraine's corrupt? How many corrupt countries are there in the world, Ambassador Taylor? And he said, well, I think every country in the world is corrupt, including our own, or has corruption. I'm like, that's right, Bill Taylor. Yeah. Thank you, Bill, for giving a great, honest answer. Government is an institution by political means. They fund themselves by taking your money or controlling the money supply and creating money, which is a way of, again, taking your money. Then they spread it out and hand out favors. So anytime I see any foreign aid scheme to good countries or bad countries, we can get in that discussion, I'm thinking, well, this is a corrupt scheme going on. You know, somebody once called the government a gang of thieves writ large. I think that's what I might start referring to them, because people that go in the government, my humble opinion, aren't better than people that go into the, you know, private sector or nonprofit sector or whatever. And I'm not saying people that go in the private or nonprofit are better than people that go in the government. People are people. Human nature is human nature. And the thing is, though, power tends to corrupt people and attract people who want to earn a living by extorting others. Especially at high levels of power. I'm not talking about your average bureaucrat, somebody who works in education or whatnot. When I just see what's going on, and the more we learn about what happened in Ukraine, not just within the 55 days of aid being frozen, military aid. By the way, Trump administration gave military assistance and aid. You know, javelins that could actually shoot the tanks. You know, Charlie Wilson wanted to shoot the GD helicopters in Afghanistan. So how do we shoot down these GD helicopters? And Charlie Wilson constantly asked that. How can we get these weapons in the Mujahideen to take on the Soviets, shoot down their helicopters? The question now is, how can we get weapons in the hands of the Ukrainians to take on the Russian incursion and shoot Russian tanks? They're called javelins. Really cool technology. The Trump administration gave that military aid, and they paused it for a second, saying, hey, what are we getting into? And they gave that military aid in 2017. This was all covered, by the way, yesterday by Bill Taylor and George Kent, who are supposed to be the Democrats' star witnesses. In 2018, military aid appropriated, I think it was $270 million in 2018, given to Ukraine by the Trump administration, backed by Congress. This year, fiscal year 19, the aid is appropriated. The president wants to put a pause on it, and he's like, I'm so concerned with corruption. Is this comedian Zelensky? And I know comedy. I do. Is this comedian, is he the real deal? Does he really want to get rid of corruption? Oh, yes, Mr. President. We learned a lot from you. We learned a lot. Not, you are not 100% correct. You are 1,000% correct. We want to drain the swamp here in Kyiv. So now that Donald Trump's looking into corruption, I think what's happening here is what has always, to some extent, been a corrupt system is being called out by Donald J. Trump. Now, is Trump a Boy Scout? No. Not by any means. But Trump is so, I hate to use this word, but he kind of acts like a fool at times when it comes to government. And here's what I mean by that, folks. He wants to operate like he's always operated. He's been a real estate magnate where he runs the business. His name's on the business. What Donald Trump says, Donald Trump gets. And weirdly enough, when you're president of the United States, it's not quite like that. You have to work within the institutions. You have to work with the deep state. You have to work with the State Department and the DOJ and all these non-governmental entities that the U.S. funds. And you have to work with your partners all around the world. You have to work with people and massage people and rub their shoulders and make sure they don't get too upset. Don't rock the boat. And I think Donald Trump is so fixated on what he sees are the problems and what he sees are the solutions. Sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong. That he is completely oblivious at times to how many people in government and in the deep state he's actually pissing off.
True.
And so it's kind of like literally a bull in the china shop. Or I would say it's kind of like the fool. If you look at like tarot cards, folks, like a number one card, I think, is the fool. And it's like this young man about to walk off a cliff.
Well, and I think it's...
But he's very happy and he's enjoying what he's doing.
It's a trait, though, that's allowed him to accomplish a lot. But like you said, he really doesn't care.
Right. And I think this latest thing he did in Ukraine, wanting to look into the corruption of 2016, as well as Burisma and the Bidens, it made a lot of the deep state... And the deep state is not just people in government. It's people in non-governmental entities funded by the government. It's people in the media who, again, get a lot of their stories and inside scoops because it's built into their business models by people in government, especially the intelligence community and the diplomatic corps. So Trump wants to upset this apple cart, and they're fighting back, and they're revealing themselves left and right. It is a beautiful day in America. The president, folks, might have articles of impeachment filed against him by the Democrats. In fact, it seems certain, guaranteed, that the Democrats will do this. But I think it's also certain that the Senate will not remove the president from office. And what I hope is in the trial, in the Senate, I say, make my day. Bring it on. let's have this conversation about corruption in Ukraine. Because this conversation about corruption in Ukraine that I think Donald Trump sort of just stumbled into, I don't think some mastermind knows that where all the bodies are buried. I think he just kind of stumbled into this. Like, whoa, what is that? Like, he's a bull in a china shop. He knocks over expensive piece of china, and the inside's a treasure map.
Well, I think you just kind of laid out the case of this backfiring on the Democrats.
Yes. And I hope it does. It's not just for partisan reasons, but for deeply held political reasons that I think this government has been corrupt for a long time under administrations of both parties. I think there have been people operating at the behest of this government unofficially for a long time, intervening and, let's say, colluding with certain people in other countries to interfere in the domestic politics of other countries. And it's not serving the American people. In fact, what it's doing is giving the American people a bad name abroad. And it's taking, again, money out of our pockets. So bring on the trial in the Senate. And tomorrow, bring on Marie Yovanovitch. Because I don't think she's this squeaky clean foreign service diplomat with all these honors. Maybe she is in some respect. But I think what she was doing in Ukraine was breaking with the Geneva Convention, which says that embassies shouldn't engage in domestic politics. I think Marie Yovanovitch had her hands deep in domestic politics because I think Marie Yovanovitch was carrying out the legacy of the Obama administration after the government changed in 2014.
With any time they start saying, "Oh, she's off limits," or
right,
you start to kind of question that. Well, wait a second. Why do you not want us to talk about her or to her?
Right. Well, and it's just the tone of everything. I think gives everything away. The way the press is working with the intelligence community, anonymous sources working with the Democrats, a few select ones in Congress. And then to say about the whistleblower who we know is Eric Ciaramella, but everybody pretends it's. Maybe it's him. I don't know. Adam Schiff continues to say, "I don't know who the whistleblower is." It's Eric Ciaramella, right, Adam? No, just who is Eric Ciaramella? If he's not the whistleblower, who's this young man? Am I besmirching him, Adam? So we'll find out. But the way they're talking about that whistleblower is you're going to get him killed. And I always thought, as soon as I heard that, I'm like, what in the? We went from 0 to 100 fast.
I think they meant, you're going to make us kill him.
Right. Is he on suicide watch? Yes. And by the way, folks, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. I have another disclaimer I have to put out because it makes the show run and hum and, you know, we're blowing and going here. All hail the Chinese Communist Party and their dear leader, Winnie the Pooh. And if you ever see a video of me doing something obnoxious or saying something just completely out of bounds, it's not me. It's a deep fake. All right, let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and let's talk to Red Top. Red Top, how are you doing today?
Good morning. That almost sounded as good as my St. Bede's disclaimer there, Joey. you know, just I don't even think it's going to get to the Senate.
Really? You think it'll come up short?
Yeah, I think they'll come up short. I listened all day yesterday as much as I could stand, and there's nothing, man. And you know, you can't impeach the president for doing everyday business. And I'm sitting here getting ready to get out of this house in this gloomy day, and I got on Inside Edition, and this is what's going on at the Capitol building and what Democrats are like in Washington. They have a whole room full of therapy dogs in the U.S. Congress building down the hall.
So adorable.
From the hearing room, so people who are at the hearing to get stressed out could go pet a dog. Good God, guys. This is what we're dealing with.
It's crazy.
Yeah, this is really beyond pitiful. And you talk about abuse of government power, this is the peak of it. The legislative branch has now stepped way out of line and really abused its power, maybe the first time and the worst time in history.
Well, and it's not just the legislative branch stepping out of line. It's the legislative branch colluding with other parts of the executive branch that don't like the duly elected executive.
This is right. It's you know, just like Donald Trump said at the start, it's the FBI, the CIA against. So you're right. The legislative and the executive branch are not supposed to commingle, and we have tons of it going on here today.
So I don't know. I feel good today, though, Red Top, because I say bring on the trial in the Senate. Bring on Michael Horowitz's report. Bring on John Durham's investigation. And bring on 2020.
We're ready. Roll Tide. Go Trump. Thank you, bro.
War Eagle. May liberty shine across the land. That's the thing, folks. I'm starting to wake up. What team am I on? I think the more I look at the Democrats, the more I can't ever be a Democrat. I don't mind some Democrats, actually. Some. I don't mind bleeding hearts. I do mind people that want to fiddle and be moral busybodies with society. I certainly mind that. But we'll see where this goes. We have coming up Jim Jordan tearing to pieces the star witness Bill Taylor for the Democrats. We have some reaction from Lindsey Graham. But we also have some local stories. News coming out of Hyundai. We have a new probate judge just appointed by Kay Ivey. We have a lot to get to, as well as, you know, I've been eating Chick-fil-A the last few days. It's been a while. You know, the chicken war sandwiches with Popeyes. And
yeah, I had a Popeyes sandwich, but it was thrown together so fast, I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind. I've had both. I didn't get shot. I didn't get punched in the face for the Popeyes. And the Chick-fil-A always comes out quickly, and they tell me to have a nice day. And I tend to have a nice day after having my Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich with pepper jack cheese, some bacon, and some Chick-fil-A sauce. You like that combination?
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really good. It's tasty. But I didn't realize, and, you know, you and I have talked about you coming out as a conservative.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize that I was eating, like, bigoted chicken.
That thing's... that's a long discussion, Joey.
Well, we don't have time now before this break. But here, very quickly, let's go to Tom, then we got to hit a break. 272-9228. Hey, Tom.
Hey, buddy. How you guys doing? I'll be real quick. Y'all were saying they had what kind of dogs outside of the building?
Therapy dogs, Tom.
People who are emotional.
Oh, well, you know what would have really been better? Some girls from Playboy and Hustler magazine out there would really make them feel a lot better.
That's just so patriarchal of you.
I am telling you. Y'all have a good one, buddy.
Thanks, you Tom. Too, Tom. How dare you objectify women like that? Who watches Eddie?
Yeah, he's got a point.
I mean, who wears a scarf, honestly? More news of views after this. 272-9228. Like I said, more Jim Jordan coming up. Local news. Plenty going on today. This part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group. The Goodson Group and Bo Goodson. Bo Goodson has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because, folks, he's been helping buyers and sellers here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas for over 40 years, four decades. It's incredible. You can't teach that. You can't teach 40 years of experience. And at the Goodson Group, not only will Bo Goodson and his team, folks like Eddie Bader, help you buy and sell your property, the Goodson Group also offers management services. So say you buy an investment property and you don't want to have to be the guy there every day, or if, say, something goes wrong and your tenant's like, hey, could you fix the AC? Can you fix the dishwasher or the fridge? You don't want to be the one having to deal with that, even though you are the homeowner. The Goodson Group can help manage that property, get a good lease, get you good tenants. They do a wonderful job, I know, from personal experience. Also at the Goodson Group, they have the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs in the state. You don't need to be going for your real estate license, though. I mean, this is great. If you're trying to become an agent, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, you can't go wrong with it. But even if you're just trying to learn about the market, it's a great opportunity, good way to get to know folks and learn something very useful on the way. Check them out today online, thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or give them a call and be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. 551-0225. 551-0225. The Goodson Group and Bo Goodson, proud sponsors of News and Views, and we're proud to have them here on News and Views. Be back with more News and Views. I'm Joey Clark, Frisco Riverstone in-house, having too much fun.
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours. which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
There's no one like you. No one else with the life you live or body you were born with. Just you. GNC for You is personalized daily packs delivered to your door each month. Packs with your name on them. Filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements. A regimen designed for the goals you have, built around a profile we developed from answers provided by you. And it's from GNC, a name you trust. Don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for You. Take the free quiz at GNCforYou.com.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings, early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas, dry, extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Folks, this hour of News Reviews is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Take advantage until the end of November, maybe a Christmas gift. 50% off all tape to DVD transfers, VHS to DVD transfers, only for News and Views listeners. So News and Views listeners, get out there, 279-6036. Take those old analog memories, bring them into the digital future. Dan Black Studios, sponsor of this hour of News and Views.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're monitoring a storm system that will be moving across the northern Gulf Coast. So today will be a cloudy, cold day, high temperature in the upper 40s. Spotty light rain developing later on this afternoon, becoming more widespread overnight tonight. Low temperature 42. Tomorrow, still very chilly, high around 50. Risk of rain during the morning and midday hours before ending. We'll be warmer this weekend. Low 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday with sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, This is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. You don't have to talk all night. Alongside me this morning, Frisco Riverstone.
Joey.
Yeah.
It's a little dreary outside.
It is. That's why I'm trying to keep the energy up with the music.
I like that.
A little early 80s Billy Joel. You know. I always think of Step Brothers. We only play 80s Joel, sir. Horatio Sands and all that. It's great stuff. Keeping the faith. Anyway, folks, welcome back to the show. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. We'll be covering some local news upcoming, but also Jim Jordan taking on the star witness yesterday for the Democrats, Charge d'Affaires, or something like that, Bill Taylor, which, having a look at the guy's CV, is what he's done in life. Impressive man. I'm not knocking Bill Taylor personally, but... I think we're asking too much of Bill Taylor. The Democrats were wanting him to be their star witness, the jewel, the gem, the crown jewel. And speaking of gems and jewels and things like that, this part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. It's a fine antique and estate jewelry store located here in Montgomery, Alabama. It's over on 6948 Vaughn Road, just past Bell Road, first right after you pass Bell Road on Vaughn when you're heading east. They do incredible things over there at Heirloom Jewelers, and Troop Booth is the reason for that. This guy is brilliant when it comes to the jewelry market. He knows how to spot a diamond, and here's the great thing. Because they're antique pieces, you get one-of-the-kind jewelry, whether it's a ring or a necklace or a bracelet, earrings, so many options over there at Heirloom Jewelers. And it's a one-of-a-kind piece, and the way they made jewelry back in the day is not how they make it today. Back in the day, they took time, they did it by hand, so they could make jewelry pieces. Like, he showed me a ring the other day, Troop Booth did, that looked very delicate, but because it had been handmade, it was actually very stable and sturdy. And he said, with modern fabricating processes today, they can't make things like this. And, you know, some people will charge you premium for antique. They'll charge you more than new jewelry. Troop Booth doesn't do that. You can get an incredible price for one-of-the-kind antique jewelry piece. Just go check it out, folks. You got to go check it out. You can also sell some of your jewelry, though, to Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. The best way to do that is put this number in your phone, 260-0066, 260-0066, and you can make an appointment with Troop Booth, usually sometime in the morning. He'll evaluate your jewelry and present you an offer while you wait. And once the value is agreed on, once you shake hands, he'll take your ID, write up a purchase receipt, voila, voila, you get paid. You get that easy money. And also, he gets some nice jewelry. And, you know, because he has this large network of jewelers all around the country, he's very nimble, can offer you the best price in town when it comes to jewelry. One of a kind antique pieces. So check him out, especially with Christmas coming up. It'll make for a great Christmas gift, especially you gentlemen out there looking for something for your girlfriend, your wife, your mom, your grandmother, anything like that. It is one of a kind pieces. Really, go check out True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers today. Again, 260-0066, located at 6948 Vaughn Road. When you're heading east, first right just after Bell Road on Vaughn. So, you know why the Democrats are pushing this so much?
Why?
The impeachment thing? Well, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I call her Cortez the Killer.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, how rude. No, but AOC.
What did you call her something?
Oh, I've called her something before.
Yeah,
I might have. I got to stop.
A couple pet names.
Yeah, I called her a Puerto Rican sex kitten, but
that's what I was thinking.
I've heard that's offensive.
Yeah, probably.
And demeaning. I didn't mean it that way, but you know, you never know in this day and age. But AOC, as some call her, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she keeps saying stuff that's like inside conversation, Alexandria, inside conversation. We can talk about that when you're amongst friendly Democrats and we don't have cameras or recording devices on. But when you're out in public, you should stop saying these things. She gave the game away. She told Wolf Blitzer, who looks like Santa Claus, but like something's gone very, very wrong with Santa. She told Wolf Blitzer on Wednesday that Democrats have to move forward with an impeachment inquiry into Trump and his actions to unify their party. And she goes on to say, quote, at the end of the day, we have to be able to come together as a caucus. And if it is this Ukraine allegation that is what brings the caucus together, then I think we have to run with however we unify the House. We also need to move quickly, quite quickly, this is the giveaway, because we're talking about a potential compromise of the 2020 elections.
Well, there you go.
So you're giving the game away. You're doing this whole impeachment because you're worried about 2020. Now, she might argue, well, I'm talking about foreign interference. Well, if Joe Biden committed corrupt crimes, or didn't even commit crimes, if Joe Biden engaged in corruption on behalf of his son in a foreign theater, it's perfectly all right to look into that corruption in that foreign theater. Give me a break. And again, this is why I say bring on the Senate trial, bring on more witnesses. I'm ready to hear y'all defend the corruption that's been going so long on for so long in Ukraine, as well as other places, but we'll get to that at another day. Speaking of the testimony yesterday, here is Jim Jordan just being a rock star.
Love this.
I believe Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, leader of Republicans in the House, he did a little switcheroo. It's like, Jim, you come off oversight, we're going to put you on intelligence because we need you on TV. And Jim Jordan, who used to be a wrestling coach and a wrestler himself, does...
That's what it is.
He does quite a takedown here, and he really pins Ambassador Taylor to the mat. Listen to this, folks.
Mr. Jordan. Thank the gentleman for yielding. Ambassador Taylor, thank you for being here. AIDS held up on July 18th, is that right?
That's when I first heard about it, Mr.
And then it's released, Ambassador Taylor, on September 11th. And we know that from your deposition, in those 55 days that aid is delayed, you met with President Zelensky three times. The first one was July 26th, the day after the famous call now between President Trump and President Zelensky. President Zelensky meets with you, Ambassador Volker, and Ambassador Sondland. And again, according to your deposition and your testimony, there was no linkage of security assistance dollars to investigating Burisma or the Bidens. Second meeting is August 27th. Again, in this 55-day time frame, second meeting is August 27th. President Zelensky meets with you and Ambassador Bolton and others. And again, there's no linkage of dollars, security assistance dollars, to an investigation of the Bidens. And then, of course, the third meeting is September 5th. President Zelensky meets with you and Senators Johnson and Murphy. And once again, there is no linkage of security assistance dollars to an investigation of Burisma or the Bidens. Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage. That's accurate?
Ms. Jordan, certainly accurate on the first two meetings, because to my knowledge, the Ukrainians were not aware of the hold on assistance until the 29th of August.
So the Politico article.
The Politico article. The third meeting that you mentioned with the senators, Senators Murphy and Senator Johnson, there was discussion of the security assistance, but...
No linkage.
But there was not discussion of linkage.
Three meetings face-to-face with President Zelensky, no linkage. Yet, in your deposition, you said this, and you said it again the first hour of the majority. My clear understanding was security assistance money would not come until President Zelensky committed to pursue the investigation. My clear understanding was they weren't going to get the money until President Zelensky committed to pursue the investigations. Now, with all due respect, Ambassador, your clear understanding was obviously wrong, because it didn't happen. President Zelensky didn't announce he was going to investigate Burisma or the Bidens. He didn't do a press conference and say, I'm going to investigate the Bidens, we're going to investigate Burisma. He didn't tweet about it, and you just told the ranking member he didn't do the CNN interview and announce he's going to investigate Burisma or the Bidens. So three face-to-face meetings, it doesn't come up, no linkage whatsoever. President Zelensky doesn't announce it before the aid is released on the 11th. And yet you said you have a clear understanding that those two things were going to happen. The money was going to get released, but not until there was an investigation, and that, in fact, didn't happen. So what I'm wondering is, where did you get this clear understanding?
As I testified, Ms. Jordan, this came from Ambassador Sondland,
Well, can you hold 1 second, Ambassador? I'm gonna bring you a piece of paper from Ambassador Sondland's statement.
Very good.
And you can take a look at this. Go ahead, though. I want to let you finish.
So, Mr. Jordan, should I read this, or?
No, I just want you to have it, because I'm going to read it.
Oh, very good, very good.
Yeah, but I wanted you to go ahead and finish. You said, Ambassador, you got this from Ambassador Sondland.
That is correct. Ambassador Sondland also said that he talked to President Zelensky and Mr. Yermak, and had told them that although this was not a quid pro quo, if President Zelensky did not clear things up in public, we would be at a stalemate. That was one point. It was also the case.
Mr. Morrison talked to you, right?
No. What I was going to say is Ambassador Sondland also told me that he recognized that it was a mistake to have told the Ukrainians that only the meeting with the president in the Oval Office was held up on the in order to get these investigations. No, it was not just the meeting; it was also the security system. That is, everything was. So those two discussions.
No, I understand.
Okay.
All right. So again, just to recap, you had three meetings with President Zelensky. No linkage in those three meetings came up. Ambassador Zelensky didn't announce that he was going to do any investigation of the Bidens or Burismas before the aid was released. He didn't do a tweet, didn't do anything on CNN, didn't do any of that. President Zelensky, excuse me.
Right.
And then what you have in front of you is an addendum that Mr. Sondland made to his testimony that we got a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Declaration of Ambassador Gordon Sondland. I, Gordon Sondland, do hereby swear and affirm as follows. I want you to look at point number two, bullet point number two, second sentence. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yermak on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. Now, this is his clarification. Let me read it one more time. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yermak on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. We got six people having four conversations in one sentence, and you just told me this is where you got your clear understanding. Which, I mean, even though you had three opportunities with President Zelensky for him to tell you, you know what, we're going to do these investigations to get the aid. Didn't tell you three different times. Never makes an announcement, never tweets about it, never does a CNN interview. Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And President
there was no reason for it.
President Zelensky never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
Wow.
You're the guy based on this, based on, I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told, now again, this is, I hereby swear and affirm from Gordon Sondland. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison and I conveyed this message to Mr. Yermak on September 1st, 20. This all happens, by the way, in Warsaw, where Vice President Pence meets with President Zelensky. And guess what?
Taylor,
they didn't talk about any linkage either.
Time of the gentleman's expired. Ambassador Taylor, would you like to respond?
The only response, I have two responses, Mr. Chairman, thank you, and Mr. Jordan, glad to take those questions. Let me just say that I don't consider myself a star witness for anything.
They do. You don't.
No, I don't. I'm responding to your questions. No, no, witness. As I think I was clear about, I'm not here to take one side or the other or to advocate any particular outcome. So let me just restate that.
Oh, wow. Got them all tied up in knots.
The grin on Jim Jordan's face at the end of that's just classic.
Oh, it's so good. It's so juicy. And, you know, I find this whole thing absolutely bizarre. Now, what the Democrats are going to claim is that the reason that no public statement came out announcing these investigations by the Ukrainians is because the whistleblower and we Democrats caught you red-handed. You were right next to the cookie jar. And we saw you eyeing those cookies because it's a cookie jar that's clear and you can see all those delicious chocolate chip cookies. We caught you red-handed staring at those cookies and you were about to go in there and take those cookies before dinner. And because we looked at you, you stopped looking at the cookies and you didn't take a cookie, but we knew you were going to take a cookie. That's what they're going to argue.
Somebody blew the whistle on you taking the cookies or at least looking at them.
That was the first hour and a half of that, right?
Right.
It's crazy.
It is absolutely crazy. So bring on Marie Yovanovitch tomorrow. Because again, folks, I don't think she's squeaky clean like folks are trying to make out. I think she's a dirty, dirty girl. To quickly go to the phones and go to Rick. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good.
Super. I think what you ought to do is that for your bumper music for the rest of the show,
yeah,
you should play the REO Speedwagon, I Heard It From a Friend.
Oh, that's what we've been doing.
We've been doing that all week.
In fact, I mean, I have it, saved here.
Oh, okay.
Because it's
I hadn't heard it.
But you're spot on, Rick. You're spot on.
You're absolutely spot on, because I've been saying this now for a few weeks, right, Frisco, with the whistleblower standard. Here's the new standard we have today, not just with the whistleblower, Rick, but also with all this testimony. It really is.
Heard it from a friend who...
There you go.
Heard it from a friend who...
Heard it from another. You've been messing around.
Messing around.
It is amazing, isn't it? It really is.
It really is. It really is. I will say this for the two, Kent and Taylor. In a past life, I was kind of involved with Eastern European, and one of the things that we were taught was never go native.
Mm.
And Kent and Taylor probably were bigger advocates for Ukraine than the United States. And that's one of the problems with the diplomatic corps, that a lot of times they do go native.
Absolutely.
So I just want to throw that little piece in there. Well, anyway, you guys have a good day.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. And I think this State Department and embassy, but also all around the world, they're more than just looking out going native, as Rick just said. I think they are actively engaged in manipulating countries and organizing regime change. Though they call it, what, spontaneous indigenous uprising?
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, something like that. Popular. Spontaneous indigenous...
Popular.
Popular uprisings. Right. Right. Oh, bring on Marie Yovanovitch, you dirty, dirty girl. We got to hit a break, folks. This has been the first hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. If you're a News and Views listener, again, call them at 279-6036. Call Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. Say, I'm a News and Views listener. I listen to Joey and Jack and Frisco and the whole cast of characters all the time. Can I get my 50% off? Oh, yeah, sure, you can get 50% off all VHS to DVD transfers. Take advantage of that now, folks. And thank you again to Dan Black Studios being the sponsor of this hour of News and Views. We do have to hit a break, though. Got to pay for the show in one way or another. More News and Views when we come back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by LuQuire is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, LuQuire is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. LuQuire, with over 36 years for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LuQuire and Carrier. Visit acbyluquire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
License number 84417.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there.